The journey to pregnancy isn't always easy. Anna Brown of Hawaii knows this firsthand.
I remember a few years ago just sitting on our bed crying after coming home from a doctor's appointment where I was told I would likely never be able to have biological children without egg freezing and surrogacy, neither of which we can afford. But in the meantime, I decided to not give up hope. To have that hope be rewarded has been one of the greatest joys of my entire life.
Well, the pandemic has certainly complicated her pregnancy experience. She and her husband lost their jobs and are forging new paths. And her landlord is taking advantage of a booming real estate market and selling their home. They have about a month left to find a new place to live.
But by far the greatest impact of COVID for us has been the loss of my husband's mom, who raised him as a single mother. She was unvaccinated, and after spending over a month on a ventilator, she died just 4 days after her 55th birthday. Her favorite holiday was Christmas. I always dreamed of the first Christmas that we would get to share with her and her first grandbaby. It brought me so much joy to imagine her absolute delight. And it hurts to think about all the moments that she won't be there for.
All of the storms Anna Brown has weathered have made her even more determined to protect her health and that of her growing family. She is among the 42% of pregnant adults who are fully vaccinated in the U.S., but she's not boosted yet. Just how many women are in her position is not clear, as the CDC hasn't released what it knows so far about how many pregnant people have received boosters. We've heard from dozens of you writing in with questions about being pregnant during the pandemic, and to help us answer some of those questions is Dr. Linda Eckert. She is with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the University of Washington School of Medicine. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. So before we get to questions from vaccinated women, I want to underline that more than half of pregnant people in this country are still not fully vaccinated. That's less than the general population. What are some of the theories as to why?
Well, I think pregnant women in general are very hesitant to take any medications, whether it be vaccines or pills through their mouth, et cetera. And we've seen this traditionally with vaccines in pregnancy, where even with flu vaccine, we typically only get about 50% of women vaccinated. I think with COVID, a challenge was that pregnant women were not included in the original trials that the manufacturers did. And I think that we've been playing catch up since we started immunizing pregnant women and getting data about how safe this vaccine was in pregnancy, how well it was working, and how well it's protecting mothers and their babies.
Can you dispel some of the concerns or maybe add context to it? What do we know about the impacts of COVID-19 on an unborn child? And does getting infected while pregnant offer any immunity to a baby after birth?
Well, those are great questions that have been a little bit difficult to research, but we're starting to get more and more data. We do know that if a pregnant individual acquires COVID in pregnancy, it can be much more dangerous than a similar peer who's not pregnant. The risk of being on a ventilator is about 15 times greater, and there's a 4 times increased risk of stillbirth that we saw with the Delta wave. And the risk of death, depending on the study, is about 15 to 22 times greater. So I think the best way to protect your baby isn't to acquire COVID, but is to get the vaccine and pass the protection through your umbilical cord and your breast milk to the baby.
Something else, being fully vaxxed does not always mean getting the booster shot. Like Anna Brown, who we heard from earlier, she received her vaccine doses prior to pregnancy. And now that she's expecting, it's a different risk calculus to make. Let's listen.
I strive to be as vigilant as ever in my personal COVID precautions, and I'm trying to hold out till my third trimester to get my booster shot, as I've read that the most protection may be passed on to the baby then.
Dr. Eckert, Anna wonders, when is the best time in pregnancy to get a booster to give the most benefit to the mother and the baby?
Well, we're starting to get more data about that, and there was just a recent study out that looked at 1,300 pregnant individuals who had been vaccinated against COVID. And indeed, if you get the booster up closer to when you deliver, you do have a higher level of antibody protection. But I would say that the antibody protection, even if you receive the vaccine early in pregnancy, is still high. And so what we are recommending, frankly, is the best thing to do is to think about protecting the pregnant mother. Get your booster when it's suggested to happen, whether that's 6 months after your Moderna or 5 months after your Pfizer. And that once you are protected, that protection will pass to your baby, whether it happens in the second trimester, first trimester, or third trimester.
Okay, we've heard from several pregnant listeners who have had their booster, like Christine Tran of Los Angeles. She's pregnant with her second child, and she worries about her three-year-old contracting COVID at daycare and bringing it home.
I have a pretty much non-existent personal network. We rely pretty heavily on daycare and have never hired a nanny. I was vaccinated with Johnson & Johnson prior to getting pregnant, and then several months later was boosted with Pfizer.
Christine wonders what information you can share about the outcomes of people who are fully vaxxed but infected and possibly giving birth while infected. Is there data from the last 2 years that gives us insight?
We are seeing in this new wave individuals who've been vaccinated acquiring COVID. And when you do have COVID, when you deliver, of course, you may not get the delivery experience you want. You may not be able to have as many people present with you in the room. You may not be able to visit the nursery where your child might be kept. And so it definitely does have implications for the delivery that are not desirable for sure, but also, getting vaccinated still offers protection against the most dangerous implications of getting COVID in pregnancy.
Can you really parse out just a little bit more on the risks for vaccinated versus unvaccinated pregnant people? Are vaccinated people still just as vulnerable to COVID?
Absolutely not. They are protected in a way that decreases the serious complications, such as needing a ventilator, needing a prolonged hospitalization, even death. And so becoming vaccinated is the best way that you can protect you and your unborn baby against COVID.
We've also received questions about general safety. Listener Hillary Oliver of Missoula, Montana asks this.
I'm vaccinated and boosted and out of caution decided to spend the holidays away from relatives who were not vaccinated. I didn't spend any time indoors unmasked with anyone who was unvaccinated. But now with Omicron, it seems like it might not be safe to spend time even with vaccinated people. Like maybe I can actually contract it from a vaccinated friend. Should I be even more cautious now?
Doctor, her question really echoes what we've been hearing from other listeners who work in schools or use public transportation and wonder what they can do to further protect themselves besides getting vaccinated and wearing a mask. I mean, how much should pregnant people be limiting their contact with others at this point? Should they even gather with friends and family right now?
I personally am recommending all of my pregnant patients, of course, to be vaccinated and boosted, but to wear N95 masks if they can get them or KN95. And I am recommending them to try to limit contact. We do know that masks have worked well traditionally, but the Omicron seems to be, highly infectious. And I would recommend trying to go beyond a cloth mask. But I agree with you. We're seeing this as well, that people who are vaccinated and boosted are acquiring Omicron, whether they're pregnant or not. And so I do think it merits special caution.
I know the data is still out on this question I'm about to ask you, but we received it. And that is, how will getting COVID while pregnant affect the baby's development?
Yeah, that is something that we're studying. And I think if you can recover from the COVID and have the baby at term, we have seen that women with COVID do have an increased risk of getting hypertension in pregnancy. but we haven't really seen some other complications such as low birth weight if the baby can be born at term. We are, of course, following those babies and following their antibodies and following how they do. And, you know, since we've only got a year's worth of pregnancies now, having had the vaccine and having delivered since the vaccine came out, it's really hard to give you a long-term answer about that.
Dr. Linda Eckert is with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. She's also a professor specializing in infectious diseases and immunization at the University of Washington School of Medicine. Dr. Eckert, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this opportunity.
And we will have links to some of the studies and data that Dr. Eckert mentioned at hereandnow.org.